The Iditarod's leading teams are on the ice of Norton Sound between Shaktulik and Koyak, led by Mitch Seavey. Martin Boozer fell out of the top 10 with an exhausting run to Unalakleet. I'm Steve Heimel.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
The School of Management at the University of Alaska Southeast is open for business with courses in accounting, information systems, and public administration. Degree programs and courses available online. Learn more at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by University of Alaska Southeast.
Mitch Seavey, a past winner of the race, had an hour lead over Aaron Burmeister, leaving Shaktulik for Koyak. The rest are stepping on it. Jeff King cut rest to follow them out. Then Ali Zirkel, Ray Reddington Jr., and rookie Joar Lifseth Olsen. Behind them is Jake Berkowitz, surging with his powerhouse 15 dogs. Sonny Lindner, Dallas Seavey, Didi Jonro are all picking up speed behind them. They're battling wind and drifting snow after the soggy run to the coast. KUAC's Emily Schwing is standing by in Koyak and has the story.
Moshers look at the 250 miles between Unalakleet and Nome a few different ways. It's either a long way to go or not long enough. For veteran Didi Jonro, it's likely somewhere in between. Like many mushers, she came into the small coastal city of Unalakleet with a sled full of waterlogged gear.
You know, it's stupid to go up the coast when you're just semi-dry and your survival gear you can't get into.
Instead of chasing the leaders, Jonro opted to stay at the checkpoint long enough to dry out. A dog rode in Sonny Lindner's sled bag for nearly all of the 85-mile run from Kaltang to Unalakleet. Lindner dropped her when he arrived. He says the coast is no place to carry extra weight.
Got to keep them kind of together now, you know.
Lindner has run the race more than 20 times. To cut down on weight and pick up some speed, he also switched out his sled. He traded his heavy tail dragger for a lighter coastal sled that rides higher.
Smaller team, smaller pile of gear, short runs, end of the race. Get me out of here.
Ali Zirkel is also a seasoned veteran, having finished the Iditarod 12 times, but her plan coming out of Kaltag backfired.
I was hoping to draw out the guys that were already there earlier than they wanted to leave, so they didn't rest their dogs as much and their dogs would be tired. And then I'd go camp at a cabin and be really cozy until they went by. I didn't make it to the cabin. So I was really cozy in a snow berm, like usual.
She says her plan B also didn't work. As she scarfed pancakes and a cheeseburger in Unalakleet, she puzzled over the latest standings, trying to figure out plan C.
Aaron's going to stay four and go to Shaktulik for sure with that time. Yeah. Jeff's going to go to Koyak. Mitch is going to try to go to Koyak. Jake's going to go to Shaktulik. What's Ali Zirkel going to do? No.
After a few hours rest, Zirkel still wasn't sure how she'd approach the next few runs. Unlike another longtime vet who's very sure he won't be leading the way to Nome.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, it's Iditarod, you used to have three or four shots at winning.
Martin Boozer's team was ahead for more than half the race, but he lost his lead coming off the Yukon River.
You know, you could make a move like I did the opening salvo, and you could try something new. And if that didn't work, you could try something different. But now the competition is such that you have one shot at try something. And if it doesn't work, that's it.
Like Boozer, former champion Mitch Seavey knows that decisions made on the trail can sometimes come down to a gamble.
Man, at this point, I'm so tired, you just kind of make something up.
The 19-time finisher had little to say beyond emphasizing the importance of rest as he dug through his sled looking for more weight to drop before he left to drive his team along the coast to Shaktulik and across the sea ice to Koyak. On the Iditarod Trail in Unalakleet, I'm Emily Schwing.
The leaders should emerge from the sea ice at Koyak this morning. Latest to scratch is Jerry Willemitzer, who lost a dog near Iditarod.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN,